USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word. Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello? There were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met, and he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains there's electricity in the air.
Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain continue to impact parts of the plains and Midwest. Regarding these storms, Joe Bastardi with Weather Bell tells Fox News.
The last 4, 5, 6 months have been brutal from southern Canada into the central and northern plains. Meantime, it's warm in the southeast. That's the classic setup, cold versus warm, for what you're seeing out there. So it's winding up being a bigger than average year.
Two people died in a plane crash in Indiana near the Indianapolis Regional Airport, according to law enforcement officials. Indiana State Police said the plane crashed northeast of the airport shortly after it took off at around 12:30 local time. Authorities are investigating what caused the twin-engine propeller-driven plane to crash near the airport. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Embattled attorney Michael Avenatti was charged by federal prosecutors in New York with defrauding adult film star Stormy Daniels, the client who propelled Avenatti into the spotlight. He faces one count of wire fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft, and up to 22 years in prison if convicted of those charges. Daniels is not named in the indictment, but a federal law enforcement official said she is the client prosecutors claimed that Avenatti defrauded. Stormy Daniels hired him when she sued to be released from a non-disclosure agreement involving an alleged tryst with President Trump in 2006. According to prosecutors, Avenatti stole two payments of almost $300,000 from an advance Daniels was supposed to receive from a book deal in the summer of 2018. Avenatti sent a doctored letter with Daniels' signature on it to her agent and was told to divert the money into his account. In an email statement to Fox News, Avenatti said, "At no time was any money misappropriated or mishandled. I will be fully exonerated." James Bond will be laid up for a few weeks. Daniel Craig, who's playing 007 in the 25th installment of the film franchise, had to have minor ankle surgery for an injury that happened while he was filming a stunt. The official James Bond Twitter account said production will continue while Craig recuperates. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.